it's a spiritual thing, and it's a wonderful thing for people to go back to the roads and join with their families and loved ones and get back to the basics.
Ray Francoeur is the project manager for New Arts Collaborative, a branding and marketing company tasked with making the Western Massachusetts Scenic Byways a tourist attraction. The recently kicked off marketing campaign was a collaborative effort of more than 50 people from the state's departments of transportation, conservation and recreation, and tourism, as well as regional planning committees. Representing one of those organizations, Nat Carnes of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, says the Byways project initially started in 1993 under the National Scenic Byways program. He says the effort to make the 7 individual byways of Western Massachusetts into one attraction started 5 years ago with the hope of increasing tourism.
Shop, eat, sleep, visit, spend money, and indirectly that employs people and gives small business people more profits.
Carnes says the collaborative team had about $1 million in funding from the federal government and the state DOT for marketing. The Western Byways feature nature, arts, and recreation opportunities along areas like Mount Greylock, Jacob's Ladder, and the Mohawk Trail. Francoeur says logos were designed for each of the 7 trails through surveys and conversations with local residents to make sure each route held on to its distinct history and culture, like Route 122.
They really valued the mills and that sort of thing, so their byway logo became a mill building.
A major part of the marketing campaign involves a new website loaded with interactive maps, photos, and resources for enjoying the byways. Site designer Alex Turnwall says this type of site allows users to virtually step foot inside the region.
By kind of being more interactive and a storytelling website, people spend a little more time getting to know exactly what the region has to offer.
Clicking on each tab shoots users to information on each roadway, highlighting its heritage, activities, and attractions that Turnwall says many tourists overlook.
We focused on getting people from Albany, New York, Boston, and Hartford, Connecticut, who might have come to the region before but kind of only visit the larger attractions. So we're kind of hoping to show people that the region has a bunch of hidden gems.
Francoeur says the moving website is a symbol of the area's ever-changing seasons and nature's integration and influence into its regional lifestyles.
I wanted it to have energy because you really pick up on that when you're out there. And there is so much to discover, and there are distinct seasons. And so things change all the time. So you just get a feeling of energy change in a good way, and art and nature working together.
Carnes hopes the marketing campaign leads to an uptick in tourism, especially for those along the Mohawk Trail.
Given that a lot of those areas suffered pretty drastically from Hurricane Irene, basically Route 2 was shut down for the entire fall season of 2011. So particularly for the businesses along that corridor, they're still in a financial recovery mode.
There's a link to the Byway site at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.